All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program All About Paradise. Today we'll be talking about certain deeds which will lead us to go to paradise, inshallah azza wa jal. We'll also talk about some of the beautiful descriptions of beautiful paradise today. So be with us from start till end. You'll be learning immense amount of knowledge about paradise. But before we proceed towards the topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I make this intention, inshallah azza wa jal, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can make this intention. You will watch from start till end for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah. In the previous episodes, we talked about detailed description of Jannah. Today, inshallah, we'll touch a little bit on that. And we'll also talk about certain acts which will, inshallah, azza wa jal, help us to enter into Jannah. So let's first talk about heavenly horses, transport. We all love to have nice transport, but what will be the means of transport in Jannah, subhanallah? Let's find out. A man came in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, will there be horses in paradise? I like them. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, if you like this, you will be given horses of ruby. Allahu Akbar. Wherever you would like to go in paradise, they will fly you there. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another man asked, I like camels. Will there be any camel in paradise? The greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O bondman of Allah azza wa jal, if you go to paradise, there will be everything you like and your eyes will gain pleasure. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, let's now talk about songs of heavenly hoors. Whenever a bondman goes in paradise, two hoors will sing at his head and feet in a supremely beautiful voice. However, their singing will not have any satanic instruments, but in fact, it will be purity and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will have such a beautiful voice that creation has never heard. The greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the wives of dwellers of Jannah, paradise, will sing in such a beautiful voice that no one has ever heard. One of the songs that they will sing is, meaning we have good manners and beautiful faces. We are the wives of honorable people. They cool their eyes by looking at us. They will also sing, and the translation is, we will live forever and never die. We are safe and we will never get afraid. We will abide forever and never migrate. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This will be the song which will be sung by hoors for the residents of Jannah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today there are certain people who are into music. They want to listen music. But today, inshallah, if we listen the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the instructions of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, we fight against our nafs and we do not listen to music, inshallah, when we will go to paradise, we will hear songs from hoors in such a beautiful voices, which have never been heard of, inshallah. Respecting Yusuf Madani Shen, it is written that how will the residents of Jannah see each other? They will meet each other. The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, when the dwellers of Jannah have entered paradise and they are inclined to see each other, when they would want to see each other, then the bed of the first dweller will move towards the second dweller, and the bed of the second dweller will also move towards the first one until they come together. After that, they will incline on each other's bed and engage in conversation. One will say to the other, do you know when Allah Almighty forgave you? The other will say, yes, on that day when we were present at some place, we prayed to Allah Azza wa Jal and He forgave us. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. I pray that may Allah Azza wa Jal also forgive me, forgive whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and we also enter into paradise. And we also have such beautiful conversation in Jannah, and we are also amongst those fortunate ones. Their final and everlasting abode will be Jannah, which is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have to ask forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness in His court. And inshallah azza wa jal, inshallah, we will have blessings of Jannah. And inshallah, we'll enjoy those blessings which are prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers. Now, another beautiful question was asked by companions of Prophet Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Subhanallah, they've really made life easy for us. They asked those questions which today may come in our minds. Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they asked from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, will there be a day and night in paradise? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in paradise it will never be dark, and like the heaven is the roof of the world, the throne is similarly the roof of paradise. So there will be always light in paradise. There will be no darkness in paradise, inshallah azza wa jal. We heard a little bit beautiful discussion about Jannah, paradise. Now let me mention few acts which will help us to attain that abode, which will help us to enter into paradise. So first of all, subhanallah, I would like to mention a blessing of reciting salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. There is a beautiful hadith in front of me and I would like to share with you all. That is, respected viewers of Madani Channel, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem has narrated, Allah Azza wa Jal has created a tree in heaven whose fruit is smaller than a pomegranate and larger than an apple. It is softer than butter, sweeter than honey, and more fragrant than musk. The branches of this heavenly tree are made of pearls, its trunks are made of gold, and leaves are made of chrysolite. Allahu Akbar. The fruit of this tree will be eaten by that person who would recite salat abundantly upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Ani. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to go into paradise, if you want to see that special tree, subhanallah, and special unique fruit, if you want to eat from Jannah, what should you do? You should recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim, upon the best of creation. And if you want to attain rahmah, blessings, barakah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you should recite salat. If you are infected in problems, calamities, issues, tensions, then you should recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. How beautifully said, Ghamone tumko jo ghera hai to durood padho, jo haziri ki tamanna hai to durood padho. And even if you want to go and pay visit to Madinatul Nabi zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima, in the best court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal, you will receive barakah, you will receive blessing, you will receive rahmah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, when you recite salat once, 10 mercies are showered, 10 sins are removed, 10 times darajat are elevated, ranks are elevated. What else do we need? We want that our ranks are elevated in Jannah. One of the beautiful ways to attain blessings and rahmah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get your ranks elevated is to send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Now let me mention another beautiful act, inshallah, that will make Jannah wajib upon that person. Subhanallah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the one who says, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا. If someone says this statement, Allahu Akbar, it means I am pleased with Almighty Allah being my Rabb. I am pleased with Islam being a religion, and I am pleased with the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the blessed Rasul. Paradise has become wajib, compulsory for him. This is mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif. Subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if we remain content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will have this blessing. So I would urge you, you can learn this statement, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we can attain this blessing mentioned in this beautiful hadith about paradise. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, being pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal refers to that one should remain fully content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show gratitude for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have patience in the face of disasters. Similarly, accepting Islam as a religion implies that all Islamic laws and rulings are to be adopted wholeheartedly, whether or not one understands. And accepting Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as the Prophet is meant to be devoted to all of the blessed sayings, deeds, actions, and the matters that belong to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Further, whatever is associated with Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, one should love them all with all his heart. He should genuinely like sharia, tariqa, haqiqat, and ma'rifat. Paradise becomes wajib, compulsory for such a person. He will live his life and dies as if he is a heavenly person. And he will be resurrected with the dwellers of paradise, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's what is the sharaf of that beautiful hadith Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentioned. Now let's talk about Salah and its relationship, its connection with Jannah. Sayyidina Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala and said, I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, one who performs salah all five with punctuality, takes care of their ruku, sujood, wudu, and their timings, and believes that they are haqq from Allah azza wa jal, will enter paradise. Or said, paradise will become wajib for him. So salah is also one of those virtuous deeds which make Jannah compulsory for a person, wajib for a person. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Will we still miss salah? No, my dear respected viewers. From today onwards, make this intention, inshallah. We will not miss a single salah in our life. Because salah is key to Jannah. It's key to paradise. And we will have that key, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, to unlock the door of paradise. Another beautiful act I would like to share with you today, which will help us to enter into paradise. And that act also makes Jannah wajib upon a person who performs that. What is that? Let's find out. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, one who has three daughters and he treats them well, gives them good accommodation, bears their expenses, then paradise becomes wajib for him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What a great blessing for those who have daughters. If they accommodate them, they look after them, they bringing them up properly according to the teachings of Islam, and inshallah, this act will make Jannah wajib upon that person. Subhanallah. Further, it was humbly asked, if there are two daughters, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, even if there are two. It was humbly asked, if there is only one, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if there is only one. Allahu ghani, Allahu ghani. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, these are the blessings, Allahu Akbar, associated with daughters. When they are there at home, they are means of blessing, coolness of the eyes of their fathers and their parents. And subhanAllah, what a great glad tiding mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this beautiful narration, those people, they should take some lesson who become upset upon the birth of a daughter. No, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, daughters are such a blessing. They are total blessing for you in this world. They will give you blessing in this world in terms of your sustenance also, in terms of your beautiful life in this world also. But not only in this world, in the hereafter, they will become means for you to enter into Jannah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So one should become happy if any daughter is born, inshaAllah. We should not behave like people of Jahiliyyah. How beautifully it is said, usually people pin worldly hopes on their sons that they will serve them after they are grown up. They will earn and bear their expenses. There isn't any such expectations from girls. So upbringing the girls and having patience with them are the acts of reward. Whether girls are daughters or sisters, providing them formal learning means Islamic knowledge, needlework, and the crafts they need to learn, things they do not depend on others. We heard a few acts. Now let me mention another beautiful glad tiding. Respected viewers, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who has lost his three children, i.e. one whose three children are passed away, then he pins his hopes on the blessings and rewards in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Paradise becomes wajib for him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I think those couples who become upset upon any miscarriage or any child who passes away in young age, they should learn from this hadith. There's a glad tiding for them, inshallah. Their children will become deposit for them, inshallah. They will become means for them to enter into paradise, inshallah. Azza wa Jalla. Respected viewers, eyes are a great blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who has eyes, they can understand what a great marvelous blessing it is. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when Allah azza wa jal takes back someone's two beloved things, paradise becomes wajib for him. It was humbly asked, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are those two beloved things? Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, his both eyes. Subhanallah. What a beautiful glad tiding for those who are deprived of eyesight. Let's go further. Helping a blind person by guiding him for 40 steps is also one of the acts of leading to paradise. Beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who guides a blind person for 40 steps, paradise becomes wajib for him. What a beautiful religion of Islam is, Allahu Akbar. It tells us the acts of kindness, Allahu Akbar. Even Jannah becomes wajib for that person who helps, shows the path, guides that person who is blind. This is the beauty of Islam. and how easy it is to enter into Jannah. But only we need to have right beliefs and we need to act upon those beautiful teachings of Islam which have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let me mention another beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "One who makes 5 nights alive, stays awake in the night, performing the acts of worship, paradise becomes wajib for him." Respected viewers, there are 5 nights we need to be mindful of. What are those 5 nights? The night of Tarwiyah, the night of Arafah, the night of sacrificing animal, i.e. 8th, 9th and 10th Dhul Hajj. The night of Eid al-Fitr, i.e. night before Eid al-Fitr, and the night which is 15th of Sha'ban. Now let me tell you what are the teachings of beautiful Islam about orphans. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "One who includes an orphan child of Muslim parents in his meal, until Allah azza wa jal makes that orphan child self-sufficient, in reward, paradise becomes wajib for that person." Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, what a great act to look after, to feed, to help the orphans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding so that we can act upon this beautiful teaching of Islam. Now, let me tell you what is the reward of salam and feeding others. A Sahabi Rasul radiyallahu anhu said, "I requested, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about such act that will make paradise wajib for me." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Making a good conversation, spreading salam and feeding the poor." Subhanallah. What a beautiful teachings of Islam. We need to spread peace. We need to spread salam, inshallah. We need to feed the poor, inshallah. This is what our beautiful religion of Islam teaches us, inshallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, these are certain acts which will make Jannah wajib for us. We heard about helping orphans. We heard about feeding poor. We heard about spreading salam, spreading peace, subhanallah. We heard about upbringing daughters. Allahu Akbar. And you keep on learning about the Islam, alhamdulillah, you start loving Islam more and more and more. But respect viewers, alhamdulillah, if we want to enter into Jannah, then what should we do? We should perform certain virtuous deeds which make Jannah wajib for us, inshallah. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to act upon these mentioned virtuous deeds which make Jannah wajib upon a person, and may you also get the chance and opportunity to perform certain virtuous deeds. Ameen, bijahin, nabil, ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's all for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.